I thought David played very well, graded out well. So David did a very good job, competing against Jared Allen, obviously a player that we have high regard for. So he's doing a very good job for a first-year player, and we're doing a very good job for left tackle, period. But I'm continuing to be impressed with his professionalism, his approach, and just his ability to be consistent throughout the week, and it's definitely carrying over to Sundays.
What did you think of the way Barclay played on the other side?
Donnie played well. Yeah, he did well. Our offensive line played well. I was very pleased with it. Played well.
Did you make an adjustment? He looked like he struggled a little bit early. Did you make an adjustment?
Well, what I would just say with Donnie, the fact of the matter is, if you watch the game closely, I don't know how much in tune you're with this, but the fact the way they were playing their defense, there was a lot of line movement, So we had some challenges. I thought the adjustments made by the coaches and the communication with the players was excellent, and that was really a big part of us being able just to keep running it and staying after it.
Mike, what has Mike Daniels meant to your defensive line so far this year?
Mike's playing very well. I mean, he's been an impact, particularly in the rush, in the sub packages. I would say he's, probably one of our most productive interior rushers right now. So I think Mike's an excellent example of a young man, from year one to year two, making a big jump. So I'm very pleased with the way Mike's playing.
Mike, is the running back situation kind of how you envisioned it last night as far as the reps go and then snaps? Is that how you'd like to see it?
Well, I mean, if you can sit here and draw the stuff up on a napkin, I probably wouldn't want to balance it out a little more. But at the end of the day, you're in a game. Eddie was in a groove. So, we stayed the way we did. So, and obviously it worked out well. And when James got his opportunity, I thought he jumped in there and made an impact. I mean, he was running hard downhill, didn't waste any steps, had good reads. So, that's why the attempts and things like that, you look at it week to week. But I like to get, I would have liked to have James, I would like to have James starts a few more carries.
Is Jamari Lattimore playing himself into a role on defense?
Jamari Lattimore's been starting for us on defense.
Brad Jones coming back, though.
Well, I mean, Brad's still going through his injury situation. Hopeful that he can get back this week. That'd be great. But, once again, I answer this question all the time. We play with more than 11 guys on offense, defense, and special teams, and it'll be great to have them all back. So we're looking forward to being in that situation.
Like we're either James Jones or Nick close last week.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. These guys, I'm the wrong guy to ask, frankly, because when I talk to the players, they all want to play, and they want to come back, and they always tell me they're going to play. So at the end of the day, there's a process between the medical staff, and the player, and then the decision's made. So hopefully they're getting closer.
Mike, you touched on this on Friday a little bit with the lack of interceptions being forced. And there's only yourself and a couple other teams with three at the bottom of the league. At what point does that number become a concern that they're not coming yet?
I mean, it's football. I think you got to look at the game well, where our numbers are. We're emphasizing it. We're competitive when the ball's thrown. I think if you look at last night's contest, I think there's something that probably equates to not having as many opportunities, and I'm talking about just the way the game was played from the other side. So that's what you got to look at those things. We're always going to work to have tighter coverage and compete at the top of the route and things like that. And then also, we've done this long enough, particularly with our group in the secondary, because our guys all have good ball skills, and it comes in bunches. But yeah, we're very, very aware of where we are in turnover ratio. We're minus two. I don't like it. Our team doesn't like it. We're working to improve that. But at the end of the day, we're playing damn good football. Okay, we're winning games. We're getting better as a football team. Our football team got better last night in Minnesota. So, you know, we're aware of the negative statistics, but we're focused on all the other, the mountain of positive statistics of our football team.
Mike, speaking of those positives, with the running game, remember when you told us that we could write it down in big letters that you were going to win better? What gave you so much confidence? Was it the changes you made on the line? Was it the talent you saw at running back? Or was the tweaks you made in the scheme? I mean, this is pretty damn impressive.
It's a two-part answer: the players and the scheme. I mean, it's you know, I felt we were going to be better, personnel-wise, all the way across. You know, the primary individuals that are involved in the key responsibilities of running the ball better. So, and we've put more on the plate of our quarterback. I mean, he's handled it very well. So, and I've always worried about putting too much on the quarterback's plate because at the end of the day, he's not paid to. He's not paid to make run adjustments. You know, he's paid to throw touchdowns. So, we made some changes to our offense. I thought we're will be more physical as an offensive line. That's held true. We've added some new faces to our running back group, and these guys have stepped up. So, I thought it was clearly evident we would be better in the spring.
How gratifying! I mean, you know, you got to play the rest of the games. You don't get the rest on what you accomplished, but. Is it gratifying to say, you've done this before with other things, but we're going to do something and then to have it come to fruition? What's that like as a coach?
Yeah, but has it come to fruition? We're not even halfway through the season.
You know, we're getting better. 2 yards in 2 different games. That's pretty
statistics. I mean, there's one statistic that counts, and we're working our way towards it, and we're a long way from that. Running the ball is part of it. You know, we're getting better as a football team, and particularly on offense, the way we're playing, we're utilizing our personnel. That's responsibility of our coaching staff. We have an outstanding coaching staff, and what they've done to this point has been very impressive. But our biggest challenge is ahead, and we need to get this next one. You know, then we'll be at the halfway mark, and then we got a long stretch all the way through Thanksgiving. That's the way I look at it.
So what constitutes coming to fruition then?
When we're talking about in February, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what this is all about.
It's better if you say it than I do. I was looking for that answer. Thank you.
Mike,
come on, ask me some questions, please.
Mike, how do you think Hayward came out of the game, both physically and how he played?
I'm told physically he came out. Everything was okay. You know, he got to play about 20 plus snaps, so that was good to see that. You know, particularly with all the sub that we were able to play. You know, and even more so with the limited number of reps that we had as a defense. So it was great to have him back out there.
Mike, I'm not sure if you've started to look at the Bears at all yet, but you have a little bit of history with Josh McCown playing quarterback. I think you saw him in 11. How does that change?
I think he's a good player. I've always liked Josh as a quarterback. So I don't think that, you know, as far as what they've been able to do, which, you know, they've put up impressive numbers. And, you know, we've had him in the cut-ups a number of times throughout the year. So I've seen 3 or 4 of their games. I think this will be a big challenge for our defense. You know, big receivers, their offensive line is improved, playing better. You know, got an excellent running back in Matt Forte. So. This will be a big challenge for us.
Mike, what did you think of your tight ends without Tremichael?
I thought they did a good job playing to their strengths. You know, I thought the role and responsibilities that they had in the game that they hit the target. I thought Andrew did some good things. Bo's getting better. Bostic. I thought Bostic did a very good job on special teams. So I was very pleased. And Stoneburner, he did some good things on special teams. So they played about the right amount of time, you know, right amount of plays, and it'll be important for them throughout this week to take another step.
Do you keep the play where you've got Marshall and Lane coming in? I mean, just because it didn't work once, do you still like that?
Oh, I mean, I like the play. If I didn't like the play, we wouldn't have put it in and we wouldn't have called it. I mean, the execution of it was not what it needed to be. I mean, just the alignment in itself wasn't the way. So we need to do a better job there. I mean, I expect to get the first down in that situation. And it's tough up there. I mean, that's not ideal running a wedge play in a dome. So, I mean, you have to factor that in.
Mike, do you think you put Nelson in a position the specific plays to make the big plays he made, or was it Aaron just, you know, taking what the defense kind of gave him? I mean, were you plotted out so that, you know, against that particular defense, you know?
Well, I think it was obvious we moved Jordy Nelson around more than what he's traditionally done in the past. So, and the reality is, you know, Aaron does an excellent job of taking what the defense gives you, but also taking advantage of a pre-snap read or matchup. So, frankly, going into the game, I had anticipated getting Jordy even more targeted opportunities, but this, you know, it's just kind of where the game fell.
Two more.
Mike, with Micah Hyde, what kind of boost is he giving you guys right now, return wise, from what he did in college to what he's doing?
I mean, anytime you have a return, you know, a punt return like Micah's, I mean, that's an impactful play. That's a game changer. It was a huge momentum play for us. So, I mean, that in itself, I think, speaks of how we feel about Micah Hyde. I don't know if there's been too many weeks where we hand out a game ball after winning, he's not receiving one. So he's playing very well. Very well.
Mike, when you look at the kickoff return to start the game,
yeah,
is that an instance of having some guys that aren't normally there, or is that still just something you've been?
No, really, our spacing was where it needed to be. Kicked the ball 9 yards deep. So, in the way the middle return unfolded, you know, the free hat did not make the play. So, at the end of the day, we got to make that play. And we went into the game, and the number one objective for special teams was not to let the return game impact the game. So we didn't start the game with our number one focus intact. But I thought as the game went on, I thought Mason Crosby did a heck of a job of ball placement after that with the directional kicking. So and actually, you know, Mason Crosby won the game ball for special teams because of that.
When you're in the midst of calling the game, do you realize that you haven't punted, or does that dawn on you after the game?
I'm aware of it. You know, it's
It doesn't happen very often. I think he did it in Atlanta, and it hadn't happened since like '89.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing, yeah. I like to feel that way more often. Yeah.